Dr. Pinsky dictating, a male Iamian, Heriberto, H-E-R-I-B-E-R-T-O, Emiliano, E-M-I-L-I-A-N-O, hyphen Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Heriberto Emiliano Ramos presented with a friend to help serve as a translator. But according to the information obtained from the examining this fashion, he's a 31-year-old male who injured his right index finger primarily on 3/26/20. Period. He also believes he injured his arm, neck, and back and was seen at Inspirit emergency room afterwards. Period had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the finger. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment, but still feels pain. Period. Paragraph, as per his amended claim petition, he alleges a finger amputation, as well as injury to the arm, shoulder, neck, and chest. Pair treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 3/26/20. Pair he did have, so I said, he was status post distal tip of right finger amputation while at work prior to arrival. Pair he was making fun that his hand got stuck in the hand mixer. Period he arrived with the distal tip of his finger. Period direct pressure was applied and hemostasis was achieved prior to arrival. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ralph, R-A-O-U-F, who recommended Mr. Emiliano be placed on Keflex for 10 days and follow up tomorrow after completion of distal phalange revision and dressing change. Period. He did have x-rays that showed amputation of the distal aspect of the distal phalanx of the right index finger with smooth margin. Period, x-rays of the hand were otherwise negative. Period, new paragraph, he was seen on 3/27/20, but orthopedist Dr. Zucconi. Period, he noted he was utilizing a table saw and he amputated the distal phalanx. Period, the area was severed through the nail with nail fold still intact. Period, he was seen in the emergency room where the wound was cleansed and dressed. Period, he was diagnosed with amputation. Diagnosed with traumatic second distal phalanx amputation. Period, there is exposed bone. Period, the amputation is transverse and non-angulated. Period, there was no foreign body and the wound edges are clean. Period, Dr. Zucconi discussed this case with Dr. Sarkos, who is a hand specialist. Period. Dr. Sarkos indeed saw him on 3/30/20 and diagnosed complete traumatic transphalangeal amputation of the right index finger, for which they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. This was accomplished on 4/3/20. Period, it involved right index finger distal phalanx bone debridement, as well as right index finger V-Y advancement flap. Period, the postoperative diagnosis of right index finger amputation. Period. He continued to be followed by Dr. Sarkos over the ensuing months. Period. On 7/6/20, he wrote, he had been placed at maximum medical improvement on 6/1/20. Period. He had been to the ER on 6/26/20 for pain radiating from his index finger to his armpit. Period. While in the hospital, he had a Doppler ultrasound and was prescribed gabapentin. Period. Doppler was negative for blood clots. Period. He was return to Dr. Sarkos for follow-up. Period. He returned to Dr. Zucconi on 7/31/20 for medical clearance prior to right index finger germinal matrix excision. Period. New paragraph on 8/10/20, Dr. Sarkos saw him 6 days, status post, right index finger nail with matrix excision. On 8/4/20, period, and follow-up on 8/10/20, he was still in pain but had no signs of infection, period. He was seen frequently by Dr. Sarkos through 10/5/20. Period. At that time, he was doing extremely well. Period. He was cleared to return to full duty work with no restrictions and was discharged. Period. Discharge diagnoses were status post right index finger VY flap and right index finger germinal matrix excision. Period. In paragraph on 6/26/20, the petitioner did present to Inspira the emergency room. Period. He had burning pain and the finger radiating up into his arm for the last several months. That worse over the last several days. Period. It radiates into the axilla and he had not had any new injury or trauma. Period. His discharge diagnosis was neuropathy and right pain in the right axilla and right arm. Period. Venous doppler ultrasound was negative for upper extremity thrombosis. Period. In paragraph on 9/20/21, Mr. Emiliano was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer to determine the need for right shoulder treatment. Period. He noted Dr. Cataldo on 11/17/20 recommended MRIs of the cervical spine and right shoulder. Period. Dr. Dwyer found a subluxing ulnar nerve on repetitive flexion and extension of the elbow. The patient confirmed this was new onset mechanical symptoms he is experiencing just during the course of the day. His complaints were consistent with a chronic right trapezius and rhomboid strain confirmed by exam. Period. Shoulder examination was unremarkable. Period. He thought he had a subluxing ulnar nerve with a component of cervical radiculitis. Period. Recommended physical therapy for the cervical spine. And if the subjective neurogenic complaints continue, one can consider a trial of either Neurontin or Lyrica. Period. He didn't think an MRI imaging at that point was required since there were no objective neurologic deficits during that assessment. Period. On 3/28/22, he returned to Dr. Dwyer, who opined he did not think he has an orthopedic issue with respect to the right shoulder. Pretty recommended evaluation by pain management specialist. Period. He did see Dr. Pulser on 4/26/22. That will be discussed shortly. Pretty also had a cervical MRI on 5/11/22. Pretty returned to Dr. Dwyer on 12/5/22. Pretty noted the MRI was unremarkable. Pretty saw Dr. Pulser beginning 6/21/22 and participated in physical therapy and accepted trigger point injections. compared on 10-11-22, he noted about 60% reduction from the second trigger point injection. Dr. Pulsar concluded he had reached maximum medical improvement, but continues to have shoulder area pain and referred him back to orthopedics. Perdy complains of pain in the back of the neck that radiates down his shoulder blade. Perdy also had pain in his thoracic region. Dr. Dwyer opined he had reached maximum medical improvement and could continue to work full duty. Perdy saw no further indication for diagnostic testing or therapeutic intervention relative to the right shoulder. He continued to see Dr. Pulsar through 11-8-22. He stated there was nothing further he could offer, and he had reached maximum medical improvement. The cervical spine MRI was on 5-11-22 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph. The petitioner also brought in copies of various radiologic reports, whose results will be inserted here. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed amputation of part of the distal phalanx of the right index finger. It was 1/2 inch distal to the DIP crease. DIP flexion was to approximately 50 degrees. Motion of the fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. He had 9 millimeter sensation to 2-point discrimination compared to 4 or 5 on the remaining digits. There was no reproducible tenderness to palpation at the right shoulder, clavicle, arm, forearm, but not at the amputation site. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal. Cervical, he was tender at the right paracervical intrapezius muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. During hand anemometry, he demonstrated poor effort. Impressions on 3-16-20. Heriberto Emiliano Ramos injured his right index finger using a saw. He was seen at the emergency room where his wound was cleansed and dressed. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi and Dr. Sarkos. Surgery was done on 4-3-20 to be inserted here. After post-operative recovery, he was doing well until additional symptoms appeared. On 6-26-20, he went to the emergency room and had an ultrasound of the right arm that was negative. On 8-4-20, he had a second surgical procedure to be inserted here. He accepted trigger point injections from Dr. Pulsar for widespread symptoms. He had an MRI of the cervical spine on 5-11-22 that was unrevealing. Ultimately, Dr. Pulsar and Dr. Sarkos deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. The paragraph of the current examination found him to have a healed amputation of the tip of the right index finger. This was 1/2 inch distal to the DIP crease. It was not tender to palpation. It was non-reproducibly tender to palpation. It was not tender to palpation. His sensation was inconsistent. New paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial disability referable to the right index finger. And that is the end.